Dibori is a dusty and desolate frontier town where 223 Somalis, mainly women, children, and young men, wait expressionless and exhausted to board United Nations trucks. Beneath the few shady trees outside Dibori's solitary police office, the group looks warily at the officer calling out their names. They are waiting to be assigned to one of the three refugee camps here. They have few possessions, primarily jerry cans for collecting water and bundles of cloth used to carry their meager belongings. Mr. Ruto, the man in charge of immigration at Libor's police station, says he has not faced such numbers since the civil war erupted in the early 90s.
In the last 2 months, we've witnessed refugees coming in more in numbers than before. We are feeling the front of the issues. We are putting all our resources into this.
All of the refugees are being taken to Dadaab, 80 kilometers from the border with Somalia, which is home to about 140,000 registered refugees. CARE International, the lead agency in Dadaab, say a combination of increasing instability in Somalia and the drought in the region has brought an average of 150 refugees per day. Much of the recent influx of refugees began in March, when the Islamic courts and the existing warlords fought to establish control over Somalia's largest city, Mogadishu. The fighting since spread outside Mogadishu, increasing the incidence of violence between the Islamic courts, the weak interim government based in Baidoa, and the remaining militias in the south. The Islamists control 8 of Somalia's 18 provinces. Although the Islamic courts are holding power-sharing talks with the interim government, there still remains the task of integrating some of the 20,000 former volunteer soldiers. In the past, they depended on ransom for survival. Now, they have to look for an alternative source of income. The Islamic courts have started rehabilitation camps that lack the resources to absorb all the former militias and stop the sporadic violence around the country. The refugees bring stories of recent clashes between local militias in Kismayu, a coastal town south of Mogadishu. A single mother, Fartun Abdullahi Abdirahman, says she was on the road for 2 weeks to escape the increasing tensions. I traveled a bit by foot, a bit by public transport where I could. I was with the minorities who are defenseless. Before there was a war, which was happening back then, now there is a bigger war, an Al-Qaeda war. The way in Somalia now is the way of the gun. I don't want my son growing up in that fear. 36-year-old Mohammed Bashir is a devout Muslim and worked as a waiter in the Ramadan Hotel, but was forced into exile. These refugees are destined to a plot of dusty land and makeshift constructions built out of sticks and loose material in one of Dadaab's three camps while they wait for peace in their country. Camp residents, 90% of whom are of Somali origin, feel this current influx destroys their hope for a return. Agencies are struggling to provide for the current influx of refugees. Many of the community development programs aimed at getting refugee populations self-sufficient in most of their basic services have succeeded. However, a lack of rain for more than a year in one of East Africa's worst droughts has made the situation worse. Azak Issa, one of the program officers, voices his concerns.
Right now we have new arrivals up to 21,000. But if there is, the influx continue and then we have more than 50,000, then we need maybe from the government authorized to establish a new camp. Number of new arrivals coming per day is more than 200.
Dadaab refugee camp in northeastern Kenya is home to more than 140,000 people. The current influx began in March when fighting between the two parties and other militia groups spread outside Mogadishu. There are estimates that another 50,000 will be arriving by the end of this year.
Nikonyaki for VOA News, Dadaab.